This is Andy Salt with Russ Gant. He's a new assistant curate who will shortly be joining us at St. Paul's. Now, Russ, we're really delighted that you and Jenny and Annabelle decided to come to St. Paul's.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to coming and joining you guys.
Now, you've got a great sense of humour, Russ. I've seen your Bond photo on your blog. And if you weren't joining us as an assistant curate, I reckon you could be the next James Bond.
I was in a school recently and sitting with a couple of boys at lunchtime, and this lad said to me, "Are you sure you want to be a vicar?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I am really. Why did you say that?" And he said, "It just sounds a bit boring." And I said, "Well, what do you want to do when you leave school?" He said, "I want to be a secret agent." And I said, "Yeah, that does sound a bit more interesting."
He's obviously not seen your blog. Maybe undercover Bond, Vicar Bond. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, as you said, there's me and there's my wife Jenny, who's a Canadian, and we have a little baby daughter who'll be two by the time we move down to Canberra. She'll be two, and she's called Annabelle. She's a real blessing to us. I'm a boy of the 1970s, only just, but I just about make the 1970s. And my wife is of undisclosed age.
Absolutely, as all wives should be. Now, your proposal, talking about wives, was pretty romantic, wasn't it? I mean, you even announced it on your blog. Tell me all about it.
I don't think I announced it on my blog thinking I want everyone inside the space to know about this. But at the time, which was, going back probably nearly 4 years now, my blog was kind of quite a new thing. After I proposed to Jenny, I thought, well, how do I get people to know about this? So I put it on there. But we were in Canada. We went for a long walk in the snow and I kind of got down on one knee to supposedly roll my trousers up from stopping them getting kind of covered in snow, and I just stayed down there on one knee, and I think I managed to surprise Jenny. She didn't know it was coming. She did know that I'd asked her father if it was okay to marry her, and so when I asked her if she would be my wife, her response was, "What did my dad think?"
Yeah, and I thought that's a really special thing. That's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a bit old-fashioned like that, I guess. But I said, "I don't want to marry your dad. I want to marry you." What's your answer?
How do you think life in Cambly now is going to compare with Canada, Durham or Suffolk?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping it won't be quite as cold as Canada, or even as cold as Durham, actually. I'm a Suffolk boy by heart. I spent nearly the first 30 years of my life in the same village. And I'm imagining that the bright lights of Canberra are going to be a bit different to that. I guess I'd kind of always imagined that I would end up working in a kind of rural area. So it's a bit of a surprise, to kind of find ourselves heading to Canberra. But we're really looking forward to coming. We've been down a couple of times and had a look around, and we're excited to come to the biggest Marks and Spencers in the country.
Now, before you started your ministerial training, you worked in local government, didn't you? And you were once the youngest town clerk in the country. That sounds like quite an accolade. Do you think that job and those skills prepared you in any way for your new role?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it does sound very grand. It's not half as grand as it sounds. It's a very small council. I spent quite a lot of time doing kind of basically community work. So linking up different parts of the area that I was working in, speaking to people, about their needs and how the council could help with that, really. I obviously did quite a lot of public speaking. I mean, I was kind of, addressing council meetings and that sort of thing. Looking after old buildings, I think that comes in quite helpful when you're training for ministry. And a lot of work with volunteers. So, I think there's quite a lot of transferable skills. I love working for the council. It's, I think councils get a lot of bad press. in lots of ways, you know, it's a group of volunteers who are prepared to stand up and say, we want to make the place we're living in better. And I take my hat off to people who want to do that, because, you know, in most part they don't get paid for it. But yeah, I think I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of transferable skills.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you'd be pretty skilled up there from everything that you've been doing. What area of ministry are you the most passionate about then?
I became a Christian when I was 25, and so I can still remember what it was like to be an adult and not be a Christian and not know anything about church. I mean, I grew up in a family that didn't go to church. And so for me, I think my biggest passion is making the place that we come together as a group of Christians a really welcoming community, and making sure that there's kind of nothing about it that makes it feel like an exclusive club. Because I can remember going into a church for the first time and thinking, this is all very alien and feeling very out of place. And so, yeah, I like to think that one of my passions is to make it a place that's welcoming and accessible. And I love preaching. I love God's word, and, you know, I love being able to share that with others, hopefully in a way that's engaging. And you know, someone once said to me, the problem with churches is that they aren't answering questions that no one's asking. And so I hope when I preach, I'm trying to answer questions that you know, that are really relevant, because I think God's word is relevant and speaks to us just as much today as it ever has.
That sounds brilliant. So you heard that here, folks. If you want to pop on over to St. Paul's in a month or two and check out Russ's sermons and hear his welcoming style, that's something we can all look forward to. Now, switching the subject slightly to something close to my heart and lots of other members of the parish, is your social networking skills. Now, you seem to be pretty aware of social networks. I know you're on Twitter at Russ Gantz, and you've got a blog and a website, and you've also just finished your studies at Durham, and that's the home of the Codec, which is the sort of place in church social media. Is social media something you'll be using at St. Paul's, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm kind of really keen to use any means to share the good news of Jesus with anyone. And if that, you know, if that involves using kind of social media and using the digital networks to reach people, then I'm really keen to do that. I mean, I have to say that my blog and my website are things which you know, probably need updating. But I'm certainly, you know, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter quite a bit. And I just think, you know, the kind of modern methods that the church has got to be using to engage with people.
I noticed on Twitter, one of the tweets you sent out was I think quite wonderful. To quote you, there's no sphere of human interaction in which God is not involved. That's why we must use digital technology to share the gospel. And I think there's a lot of truth there.
Yeah. I mean, we recently were having a discussion about online churches at college, I'm an extrovert. I'm a people person, and I love to see people in the flesh. but you know, I love connecting with people, and I'm afraid to say probably the first thing I do every morning is get up and check my email and check Facebook, and you know, I want to see what's going on in the world. And when we, you know, I'm married to a Canadian, who obviously means that half of my family are across the other side of the pond, and it's a good way of staying in touch. And Jenny's parents, you know, kind of spend quite a lot of time watching their English granddaughter growing up on Skype. and I'm also kind of not that this should be an advert for Apple Mac, but I'm definitely a convert to Apple Mac.
Ooh, I think we have to differ there, but I do know there are plenty of apparitioners that will be on side with you.
I've now been shunned from the community of St. Paul.
No, just half of them. Now, I'm going to focus in on your hobbies a little now, because I've had a question from one of our congregation, Daniel, yeah. Who's one of our young people, and he heard that you're a bit of a train spotter. And
we
want to know more about
that expression.
We want to know more about your train interest, and also, when did this interest first start? That's Daniel's question.
Okay, well, my dad bought me a train set when I was minus 3 weeks old, on the assumption that I would be a boy, and that I would like trains. And luckily, I was a boy, so I grew up with a train set in the loft. And spent a lot of my time up there with my dad. I think probably he bought the train set for himself, really. But
as all dads do.
So he spent a lot of time, with model trains, and then he just kind of gradually progressed on from there. And at one time, I had my own miniature steam engine, which used to run around. The closest I've come to Cambly, I ran it around the park at Frimley at one time. I've driven full-size steam engines. It's a kind of a sad anorak-type hobby, but there we go.
No, it sounds great to actually have your own miniature steam engine. And, of course, we've got the Watercress line, which is not too far away, where the big trains are, which is
fun. Well, we will be taking Annabelle down there. Annabelle is growing up as a girl who will be introduced to Thomas, whether she likes it or not.
Highly recommend the Thomas stays there. They are something else. Thanks for answering that. And Russ, it's been great having this little fireside chat with you. I look forward to a few more of these as we follow your progress at St. Paul's. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the flesh pretty soon.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to coming down and spending time with everyone in Camberley.
Thanks very much, Russ. God bless.
Thanks, Andy.